I have a couple of friends that live in Canada, and he sent me a message. He's like, oh my god, it's so crazy.
Or also the North Mexico, as Big Fatty calls it.
Right.
The North Mexico.
Right. Doesn't he call, like, North Carolina the South, the North Kakalaki of San, like, isn't North Carolina the San Francisco?
No, he says Charleston is the southern, or is, wait. He says Charleston is the San Francisco of the South.
Right. San Francisco!
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Charleston is the San Francisco of the South.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1975 of the BFO for Wednesday the 19th of August 2015. You're coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I am back in the U.S. of A.
Big Fatty, no we're not. We're still in Scotland.
Oh, okay. Hello, deceivers.
Big Fatty, you're the deceiver.
Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, when you hear this, Big Fatty and Poodle and Squeaky Kitty will all be back in the Fat Villa. But y'all, I am actually recording this on Sunday the 16th, and I am still over here in Scotland. And y'all, what I thought I'd do is do a quick recap of kind of what's been going on since I've been over here. And just let you know that I'm alive and well.
Big Fatty, they know you're alive.
No, they not necessarily, because some of this is pre-recorded for a presentation at a later time.
Yes, Big Fatty.
But y'all, my plane is due in Tuesday night about 11 p.m. in the evening. So I'll be up and about on Wednesday. But y'all, I wouldn't have time to record, so I had to pre-record this. And there you have it.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Y'all had a good flight. Had a good flight over from the U.S. of A. Y'all had a layover in Newark, Big Fatty, and that went fine. And had a little supper there. And y'all, then they served a supper on y'all. They try to keep you. I don't know if you know this or not, but when you travel internationally, what they want you to do is they want you to eat and get sleepy. And so y'all, they had complimentary wine and beer. And y'all, then they fed us a supper. What did I? I had some sort of chicken bazoom, and it came with some noodles and some vegetables. And y'all are quite a. I have to say, United Airlines had a pretty good little menu there. Some sort of artesian bread. I know that Peter G would be excited about some artesian bread on the aluminium tube of death. And y'all, then for dessert, y'all, we had ice cream.
Be ready.
And y'all, then I watched. What did I? Oh, they had the individual screens that you could watch lots of different things. I watched. What was that called? Into the Woods. On the way over, and y'all, then I snorted up a little bit.
Big Fatty, you snorted up more than a little bit. I was awake the whole time.
Anyway, y'all, we landed and went through immigration and everything, and got our passport stamped. And
yes, Big Fatty, yours said get the hell out quick.
And and y'all, then we were on the deluxe motor coach to the hotel. And y'all, we got here and got checked in, and I came up to the room and unpacked my valise and got all settled and everything. And y'all, then in the afternoon we had afternoon tea.
Yes, Big Fatty, your pinky was out.
And it was delicious, y'all. It was just delicious. They had if you've never had afternoon tea, you have tea, and then you have little finger sandwiches. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, then there was a scones. It's not scones. It's scones. And that was on the middle level of the tea presentation. And then on the top level was little sweetie pies. Yes, Big Betty, we love a sweetie pie. And we had that, and then we had our that about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then that evening we had a welcome reception with a beer and wine, and everybody got to, because y'all, folks were coming in on all kinds of different flights on this coal mine trip, so this was the first time that we were all here in the hotel together, so we were drinking and introducing ourselves, and yes, Big Betty, it was lovely, what did we do? Then we had supper. We had supper, y'all, and I couldn't tell you what we had, but the wine and the beer kept flowing, and y'all, needless to say, we all slept well that evening. Big Fatty left a wake-up call for the next morning, and y'all, in the middle of the night, I woke up about 1:30 a.m. in the morning, Scotland time, and you know, I don't know why, but I did, and I looked at the cellular telephonic device, which is also my watch, as you know, I saw, oh, it's not time to get up yet, and y'all, I rode back over and went to sleep, and y'all, then all of a sudden, I hear, and I thought, oh, well, that must be the wake-up call, and y'all, I got up and answered the phone, and there was nothing there, y'all, it was the fire alarm. The fire alarm in the hotel. Big Fatty, are you sure it wasn't the gas alarm? No, it was the fire alarm. And y'all, we all put on our clothes and went outside, and y'all, we were out at the meeting point, as they call it. We were at the meeting point for about an hour, and the fire brigade came and everything, and y'all, there was no fire. First of all, there was no fire. No one was injured. But y'all, evidently, there was some sort of it was the smoke alarm picked up. Someone was using a nasal spray or something, and evidently it got shot up into the smoke alarm, and it set it off, and we were all, it made for an interesting first night is all I got to say, and after that, the next morning, I take that back. That first afternoon, we went for a little walking tour of the city that we're in. Y'all, we were staying in a little town called Stirling, Stirling, Scotland. And we did that. Y'all, then we got up, and we had a little bus tour of Stirling. We went and saw the castle and went and saw all kinds of different things. I've told you about all that, but y'all, nothing out of the ordinary happened there. Y'all, we had a little thing where we had some folks that live in the town come in, and they got to tell us what it was like to live here in Stirling, Scotland, and we got to ask them some questions. And all I've got to say is that they were excellent questions. There you have it. Y'all, I got to tell you, though, all we've done on this trip is eat. Y'all, we have eaten and eaten. Big Fatty, just your kind of trip. It's true. And y'all, the next day, we went to St. Andrews. You know, that is the birthplace of the Garf. And y'all had a lovely time there. And y'all, my cellular telephonic device has been in airplane mode. Should I say aeroplano mode. Anytime I can get on the inner tubes, I do. And y'all, so I was there in the restaurant in St. Andrews. Y'all, it was a lovely lunch, but y'all, the dessert was absolutely delicious. Y'all, they called it, now let me see if I can get it right. It was called, caramel sticky pudding.
Big Freddy, it was good.
It was, y'all. It was like chocolate cake. You know, that's what they call a pudding. Pudding over here is cake.
Cake.
And y'all, then it had caramel sauce on top of it, and had some ice cream on the side, y'all. It was absolutely delicious. And then we all had adjust our Sugar by DT socks.
Be ready.
So there you go. And yeah, we had a little time to go about. But anyway, in the restaurant they had the free Wi-Fi. So y'all, I was just checking on the grand doctor to see if there was anyone. Since Big Fatty had about an hour to kill, but alas, nothing. Y'all, then the that evening, we went to something called the Military Tattoo. The Tattoo. And, y'all, it was quite the spectacle. Quite the spectacle. And we didn't get back to the hotel till about... about 1:30 a.m. in the morning, y'all. And thank goodness the next morning, we didn't have anything on the schedule until 10:30 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, everybody just got to sleep in. And y'all, we needed it. We needed it. But y'all, when we got back to the hotel at 1:30 a.m. in the morning, all these people went to the bar. They went to the bar and started drinking. So, you know, what else is new? Afternoon, y'all, we went and toured some palace. We went to Schoon Palace, and y'all, then we went to a scotch making operation, and y'all, it just smells vulgar. It smells vulgar, but it was very interesting, y'all. Then we had a tasting afterwards, and y'all, one of the scotches we tasted was like 58. No, it was 48.7 proof. And y'all, I'm telling you, if I had any kind of infection or anything, it's dead now, because the liquor just killed it. And another one was not quite as strong as that one, but anyway. Y'all, then on Saturday, we toured the city of Edinburgh, y'all, the place is a madhouse. It is full of people. they've got that tattoo going on, and they've got all these other fringe. It's kind of like an arts festival and theater festival and all kinds of thing going on. Yo, there's thousands of people, and y'all, I'm delighted we're not staying in Edinburgh, but anyway, y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, we went on a boat ride on a Loch Lomond, and that's Lake Lomond, and y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, we've been blessed. We've really been blessed with good weather. That was the other thing I was going to tell you. After we had our tour of Edinburgh Castle, y'all, we had a few hours to have our supper and to do independent exploration and everything. And y'all, I from my last trip to Edinburgh 5 years ago, y'all, I remembered where the homosexual bathhouse was, and y'all, that's where I went. And sure enough, I was able to find it.
Big Fatty, your memory is wonderful when it comes to that, and it ain't worth a shit when it comes to anything.
It's true. And so y'all, I checked in for a little while, and y'all, the Scottish men were just very accommodating, and just had a lovely afternoon. So y'all, and then I met them, and I did make the bus back. So yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, that's kind of where we are. And Monday, tomorrow, when I'm recording this, not when you're hearing this, but when I'm recording this, y'all, it's our last day here, and we can do what we want. And they're taking the bus back to Edinburgh. For anyone who wants to go, we'll be there from like 10 a.m. in the morning until 4 p.m. in the afternoon. And guess where Big Fatty's going?
Big Fatty, we know where you're going. You're going right back to that just vulgar bathhouse.
It's true. Anyway, y'all, hopefully there'll be additional inappropriate touching later today.
Yes, Big Fatty, it's too bad Squeaky Gentleman Caller couldn't make the trip.
And I know, well, you know, it's a luggage limit.
Yes, Big Fatty, it's a squeaky kitty just barely squeaked in.
Yes, and so there you have it. And y'all, I tried to get in touch with, well, I didn't try. I did get in touch with Steve in Scotland. You know, he used to be Steve in the UK, okay? And y'all, because he lives outside of Edinburgh, and I told him I was going to be there on Saturday afternoon and would have some free time, and then on Monday during the day. And I knew Monday would probably be impossible. But y'all, I tried to get in touch with him, and of course, he, of course, had other plans and everything like that, so it just didn't happen this time, but anyway, at least we got a chance to chit-a-chat a little bit, and that was just lovely, and I think, y'all, the Grand Doctor is going well. Y'all, the hotel we're staying at is just a slight jaunt up the down the hill from a youth hostel. Beh, fatty, you're gonna get in trouble. No, but yo, there's lots of little chicken boys. Lots of what is that? That is, oh, y'all, I had my afternoon tea. Y'all, I had my afternoon cream tea and my shortbread cookery. Biscuit. You have a biscuit. You have a shortbread biscuit. Y'all, they put a couple of those in the room each day. And y'all, I go in whether I have the tea or not, and I take the biscuits out, and they replenish it every day. Big fatty, you're cheap ass is what you are. It's true. So, anyway, it's been a lovely trip. The only day we had a little bit of rain was the day that we went to the Schoon Palace, and to the Scotch whiskey making distillery area thing. And y'all, we were inside most of the day, so it worked out just perfect as far as that went. But anyway, y'all, I'm going to tell you, I am going to be ready to be back in the Fat Villa. Of course, Thursday, tomorrow, when you hear this, my brother and sister-in-law are coming to Charleston, and they're going to stay with me Thursday night. So, y'all, I'm going to have to pre-record the for right show. And, y'all, there are some people who sent me some voice letters, and some of them were happy celebration of exiting the birth canal voice letters. And y'all, I promise I have gotten them, and I'm going to play them. It's just things are just all messed up. And y'all, then of course, next week, Tuesday morning, I'm getting on the aluminium tube of death again, and going to Lost Wages for the big Pride 48 Expo. And y'all, I hope you listen to the State of the Station on Sunday night. You know, we only have one more of those. It's coming up. When is it coming up? It's coming up this next Sunday. And anyway, y'all, I think it's just going to be a good time. We've got over 70 people that are going to be with us in Lost Wages. And y'all, it's turned out to be a real good crowd. And I think folks are getting excited. And if you can't make it, I know that you'll be listening on the inner tubes. Yes, Big Fatty will be listening on the inner tubes. So anyway, but y'all, again, Big Fatty will be back in the Fat Villa, actually broadcasting from the Fat Villa. Oh dear gussie, on tomorrow's little show. So there you have it. Y'all, I've almost forgotten how to do this. It's been so long. Y'all, another special thanks to that Joe Batance and Daniel Bieber and Moose P and Brother Sinatus for filling in for Big Fatty last week and then Monday of this week. And anyway, but Big Fatty is back to stay. Big Fatty, are you sure we can't get them back in here? No, it's not. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans and Big Ricky, do you think Big Fatty is as I record this?
Charleston is the San Francisco of the South.
No, I'm not there yet. I will be there. Yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.